Well, Secretary of State John Kerry came today to really reiterate and reemphasize President Obama's commitment to ratification of the CTBT, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, as well as the goal of a world without nuclear weapons. So it's very much part of the DNA of the Obama administration and Secretary Kerry himself to support this treaty and these issues that are related to global nuclear disarmament. Looking to the future, however, we do have some very hard work to do to really bring this issue before the U.S. public and to bring it before the U.S. Senate so that senators understand the important national security value of the treaty. So that's the job we're doing.
What are the obstacles to having the treaty ratified in the United States?
I think it really is a matter of taking some time to really inform responsible decision makers about what has changed since 1999. You may recall that in 1999, the treaty failed to gain the advice and consent of the Senate and was not ratified at that time. Therefore, we listened very closely to what the senators said in 1999. They said they were concerned about the verifiability of the treaty, and they were concerned about the possibility of maintaining the nuclear stockpile without science-based stockpile stewardship. Without nuclear testing, they said, how can we do that? And so, as a result, I think we can tell the senators now, we can also tell the American people about how many improvements have been made in the verification regime since 1999, including the international monitoring system. And we can also tell them about the advances that have been made in science-based stockpile stewardship so that really nuclear testing is no longer needed at all. So that's the kind of information campaign we have to embark on so that the senators who voted against the treaty in 1999 can now say, well, I have a good reason to vote for the treaty now.
Do you have a message to the general American public?
That the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty is a good treaty that is in the national security interests of the United States of America.